Now, is it time for you to splurge on something from 2009? The answer would be yes when it comes to wine, or certainly a certain kind of wine. With us now, all about that, our Wine of the Week segment. Scott Greenberg here. He's the wine columnist for the Washington Examiner.
Hi, Bob.
Hey there, Scott. So what 2009 wines are you talking about, and why are they worth the splurge?
Oh, 2009 Bordeaux. The 2009 was a wonderful vintage in Bordeaux. It was pretty good all over France, but Bordeaux just really sang. And I cut my teeth on Bordeaux wines. That's how I learned about wine, was through Bordeaux wines. A lot of us did. And they feel like old friends, but the 2009 prices, my old friends have moved uptown. These are some pretty expensive wines. But if you're really into splurging, maybe even investing, these could really pay off.
Are there some values, though, some bargains?
There are. Now, you know, value, bargain is a relative term here. So let's talk about the 2009 Chateau Manet. Now, this one's from Saint-Estèphe, Sense of Black Fruit. Earth on the nose, and earth in a lot of these, by the way, a lot of these wines have earthy noses. Palate reveals straightforward flavors. Black plum, you get some dark currants and a little bit of toasty cedar in there. Medium body and frame, just a touch of licorice, $39. I think that really is a pretty good buy for these wines.
That's a good price. Now, what do you suggest for those who like a good Cabernet Sauvignon?
Well, most of these wines that we're talking about today are Cabernet Sauvignon based. But let's talk about the 2009 Gloria. It has a charming nose, red plum, orange peel, and again, that little earthy pop. Firm tannins, they hold the abundant red and black fruit flavors in place like a traffic cop. But they finish with just a touch of spice and minerality. $49, a really nice Cabernet-based wine.
I know you're going to tell us about some wines to splurge on, but will people who like California Cab like Bordeaux? Are they similar?
No, I don't, you know, that's a good question. I think they'll like them, but I don't think they're necessarily similar. I do appreciate both of them for what they are. I have people in Bordeaux have a following, people in California have a following. And if you really want to follow one pretty far off, let's talk about the Margaux appellation. The House of Chanel took over Raison Seigla in 1994, and since then they've been making, pardon the pun, fashionable wines. 2009 Chateau Raison Seigla, Cabernet-based, healthy dose of Merlot blended in as well. Gives these violets and cherry notes, charming mouthfeel, delicate, but really delivers a lot of dark and red fruit flavors across the whole palate. Then you get a little touch of Indian spice, which I find very interesting, on the long, clean finish. Very charming, very memorable, $99.
Nice.
That is pricey.
It gets up there.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Scott. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.